From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi-led forces say they have completely surrounded the city of Mosul, effectively cutting off Islamic State forces from supply routes to their main stronghold in Raqqa, Syria. The paramilitary force, Hashed al-Shabaab, says it has linked up with the Kurdish forces along the road that runs from Tal Afar to Sinjar, cutting off access to the road that leads to Syria. The road's reported capture comes on the same day a U.S.-led coalition airstrike took out another bridge across the Tigris River in Mosul, leaving just a single crossing still in use. Pakistan says cross-border gunfire from India Wednesday killed at least 11 civilians in the Neelam Valley of Kashmir. It says three of its soldiers were also killed. The Pakistani military says retaliatory fire by its troops killed at least seven Indian soldiers. India has not yet responded to the claims. Japan and South Korea signed an agreement Wednesday to share intelligence information about North Korea's military activities, including its nuclear program. South Korea's defense ministry said the pact will help restrain North Korea's nuclear and missile activity. The agreement allows South Korea and Japan to exchange information directly instead of going through the United States. The new arrangement drew opposition from activists and political parties in South Korea, including those who are demanding the resignation of President Park Geun-hye. China, a key ally of North Korea, also objected to the arrangement. Colombia's government and the country's largest rebel group, known as the FARC, are set to sign a renegotiated peace agreement on Thursday. The revised document will be signed in Bogota by FARC leader Rodrigo Londoño and Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has tapped South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley to be the country's next ambassador to the United Nations. The 44-year-old daughter of Indian immigrants is serving her second term as governor. A United Nations spokesman reacted.
The only basic comment we have is that it's heartening to see an effort to get the position of the permanent representative to the United Nations filled as quickly, or named at least as quickly as this.
Ben Carson, a retired neurosurgeon and former Republican presidential hopeful, has said he was offered a cabinet position as housing and urban development secretary, but it's not clear if he plans to accept that. Charter school advocate Betsy DeVos has been chosen for education secretary. Millions of Americans took to the roads, air, and railways Wednesday for what was expected to be the busiest Thanksgiving holiday travel period in almost a decade. The traditions for Thanksgiving Day include feasting on turkey and watching football. U.S. President Barack Obama got the holiday mood started at the White House Wednesday with a traditional pardoning of the Thanksgiving turkeys. And in Florida, President-elect Donald Trump released a video.
It's time to restore the bonds of trust between citizens. Because when America is unified, there is nothing beyond our reach. And I mean absolutely nothing. Let us give thanks for all that we have, and let us boldly face the exciting new frontiers that lie ahead.
Thanksgiving is celebrated each year on the last Thursday of November as a time of giving thanks to God for the year's bounty.
Und ich sag Ihnen ganz ehrlich,
German Chancellor Angela Merkel Wednesday expressed displeasure with President-elect Donald Trump's plans to pull the United States out of the planned Trans-Pacific Partnership. While Ms. Merkel didn't mention Trump by name, she did say she was not happy about the potential collapse of the trade agreement. U.S. and Chinese officials met in Washington Wednesday for a meeting of the Joint Commission on Commerce and Trade. Officials of the two countries discussed the contentious economic issues dividing them. Michael Froman is a U.S. trade representative.
44 years after establishing diplomatic relations, it's absolutely clear that the U.S.-China relationship is the most important bilateral relationship of the 21st century. And over the course of the last 8 years, we've used the JCCT as an effective mechanism for resolving trade and investment disputes and barriers, and enlisting the support of the U.S. government and the private sector communities of both countries in China's reform efforts.
The talks on commerce, trade, and investment come as U.S. President-elect Donald Trump prepares to take office after a campaign in which he promised to be tougher on China. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade on Wednesday. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.